My name's Dean Ginsberg. I'm the director of the short documentary film The Life I've Seen, which is a finalist at Tropfest 2018.
How long is this movie?
The film's about, I think it's at 4.5 minutes approximately. So Tropfest has a runtime. You have to be under 7 minutes. So I came in a little bit under that.
What do you give us in 4.5 minutes?
A whole lot. The film is starring, or the film stars my girlfriend's grandmother, Shirley. And over the summer holidays, I'd travelled over to Perth and I was going to film a documentary about Shirley anyway. But during the process, I actually discovered a box of old 8mm film reels in her garage. This box is just gathering dust. She had forgot that she even had these. And it's footage from the 50s and 60s that she had filmed, you know, of her family when they were on holidays and of her life back then. So what you do get is a really interesting, nostalgic sort of look at life back then, a bit of a time capsule, if you will.
It's fantastic, but let me tell you, to be a finalist is a very big honour.
Yeah, no, totally, totally.
We're talking to Dean Ginsberg, a local Jewish filmmaker, and is a Tropfest finalist. And Dean, is that the first time that you enter a movie into Tropfest?
No, I've entered before. We did enter with another film that was shortlisted, but unfortunately didn't make the finals. But yeah, this year we're lucky enough to be in the finals, and yeah, it's a great feeling.
What happened to those movies? Because some of them are absolutely fantastic, and it's incredible to watch, but how can the public access them?
Interesting question. What often happens with films is they do a festival, they play at different film festivals, and then only then can they be put online. So they are, none of my other shorts are actually online at the moment. But yeah, I guess you would have had to be at the film festivals that they screened at to get lucky enough to see them, I guess. But yeah, people can definitely come along to Tropfest to see The Life I've Seen and a whole range of other, I guess, awesome films from the other 15 finalists.
So your movie is The Life I've Seen. Is Tropfest is a stepping stone to much bigger and better projects?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're always looking at what's next. Every time you do something and you finish it, there's a moment of satisfaction, which is quickly replaced by the question of what's up next. I definitely think Tropfest is a really great platform for filmmakers in the shorts world, and myself and my business partner, James Carr, we're in the process of developing a range of other projects, both short films as well as a couple of longer format projects, so some narrative and documentary feature concepts as well.
Dean, how one becomes a filmmaker?
It's easy. You just pick up a camera and then hit record. These days, with the amount of technological options available, it really is that simple. I think, you know, there's certain things that separate different people as you go in terms of, you know, the more experience you get, maybe, you know, arguably the better filmmaker you become. But I guess that's what's so great about technology now. You can just pick up a DSLR or you know, various other types of cameras and start recording and filming whatever you want. So there's definitely a low barrier for entry in terms of creativity these days, which is great.
We are talking to Dean Ginsberg, a local Jewish filmmaker from Sydney and is a Tropfest finalist. Dean, can you tell our listeners something about yourself, about Dean Ginsberg?
Yeah, so I went to Kalara High quite a few years ago now, and then did a gap year on Schnat with Netzer, the youth movement. Then when I came back, I studied film at Macquarie University, and throughout that time was also a leader of Boguer with Netzer, which was really great. I think I did that for about 3 years. And yeah, my family's sort of based half in Australia, half in South Africa, which is where my my uncles are. I have a couple of one uncle in Sydney as well. So the family's a little bit split between Sydney and South Africa. But yeah, we try and get over there a little bit to visit them when we can, and vice versa.
And then you enter to Tropfest, the movie The Life I've Seen. Is there any Jewish themes in that movie?
Well, for me, the film's about the importance of cherishing moments in your life. So the importance of cherishing moments with friends and family, and being happy with who you are. And I don't know if that's a uniquely Jewish theme, but I'm sure it's in the halakha somewhere. I'm sure a rabbi somewhere throughout history has said something, or there's some type of midrash about that. But yeah, I would say it's not a uniquely Jewish thing, but I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
Dean Ginsberg, I'm sure we'll hear about you in the future. Thank you so much and good luck.